9. So everyone put your hands like this, pranam mudra. And we're going to chant invocation.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Tato
Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu.
Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopal Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopal Kumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
So it is my great honor and privilege to be here this evening on the eve of the most auspicious occasion of Sri Nrisimha Chaturdasi Maha Mahotsava. Sri Nrisimhadev Chaturdasi Maha Mahotsava Ki
Jai.
So we'll just give a brief overview of the Leela of Lord Nrisimhadev because it's very auspicious. It starts, this is a story between Maharaj Parikshit, who's sitting below Shukadev Goswami. And this is the situation where Srimad Bhagavatam, the great scripture, is being spoken. That Maharaj Parikshit was king of the whole world, but he was cursed to die in 7 days. He knew he had only 7 days to live. So because he had only 7 days to live, he renounced his kingdom, put in charge of his sons, and he went to the bank of the Ganges, and so many great sages by the will of Providence, they also came there. And the topmost of all the sages was 16-year-old Sukadev Goswami, who was given the Vyasasan. He was given the highest seat because he was the most knowledgeable, intelligent person. And then Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadev Goswami, what is the duty of a man who is about to die? And Sukadev Goswami said, you should hear about the pastimes of Lord Krishna and his different incarnations.
Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhavatyapi namani anantasya yashon kintaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha.
That these narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam will create a revolution in the lives of an impious civilization because they contain the name, the form, the pastimes, the entourage, the paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they're heard, sung, and accepted by all men who are thoroughly honest. So part of this narration is the narration of Lord Nrisimhadev. So what happened was Lord Krishna was invited by Yudhisthira Maharaj to come to a Rajasuya sacrifice. And in the middle of the Rajasuya sacrifice, the greatest personality there, there were demigods there, all the Yadus were there, so many senior personalities of the Yadu dynasty, the Kaurava dynasty, they're all there. And the greatest person should be worshipped. So one devotee, he said, let's worship Lord Krishna. And everyone agreed, yes, Lord Krishna should be worshipped. So they gave Lord Krishna this great seat. You see the high seat? Up there, they gave him the high seat and they offered puja and arti to him. And then Shishupal, he started insulting him. And he said, why are you worshipping Lord Krishna? He's not a great king. He's only a cowherd boy. And he's a Chuta Gotra. No one even knows what caste he is. So why are you worshipping him? And he started insulting him more and more and more. And Lord Krishna had promised his mother that I will not kill him if he only insults me 100 times. Then if he takes a break, okay. But if he insults me more than 100 times in a row, then I'm going to kill him. Has anyone ever insulted you? They insult you 1 time, 2 times, 3 times. Imagine 100 times. So Shishupal insulted Krishna more than 100 times. He was so envious. So then Krishna took his Sudarshan Chakra. And knocked his head right to the ground and killed Shishupal. And then the soul, the Atma of Shishupal, went into the body of Krishna. As you see it, Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra came down and then the Atma of Shishupal went into Krishna's foot. You see that in the illustration? Right? So then King Yudhisthira said, how is this possible? He's so envious of you, of Krishna. If he entered into Krishna, it means he got liberation. It means he did not have to take birth in this world again. This world of birth and death and disease and old age. How is it possible? So then Narada Muni explained that because Shishupal was always thinking of Krishna, manmana bhava mad bhakto majjaji mam namaskuru mam eva shasi satyam te prate jani priyosi me. Krishna says, always think of me. Because Shishupal was always thinking of Krishna, even though he was in the mood of an envious person and enmity, still he was always thinking of Krishna. So therefore, he got liberation. Whereas other demoniac personalities like Vena, King Vena, they were just demonic and they never thought of Krishna. But because, so he went to hell. And why he went to hell? Because that's what's best for him. Because he's envious of Krishna. And Krishna's Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, he's everyone's best friend. And that's what's best for him. And what was best for Shishupal is he got liberation because he was always thinking of Krishna. So different personalities, the gopis are always thinking of Krishna in a mood of love. And Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, in a parental mood of love. And then there's the cowherd boys, they're always thinking of Krishna in a friendly mood. And then there's the devotees of Krishna, like Narada Muni, they're always thinking how to serve Krishna. And then there's like grass in the spiritual world is thinking how Krishna is going to walk on us, like that. So Shishupal got liberation. But how is it possible, such a demonic personality? So then Narada Muni told this story. He said there were 4 Kumars. See these four young boys, they're naked. They're actually the sons of Lord Brahma. They're the eldest sons of Lord Brahma. And they came to Vaikuntha to see Narayana. And Vaikuntha has 7 gates. They went through first gate, second gate, third gate, fourth gate, fifth gate, sixth gate. They came to the 7th gate and they were met by the gatekeepers named Jaya and Vijay. The gatekeepers are called Jaya and Vijay. And they stopped them. They're like the they're the gatekeepers. And when you want to enter into a country, you have to pass through immigration. So they're like the immigration. But to enter Vaikuntha, you need a visa of love and devotion for Lord Krishna. And Jai Vijay said, you're such young boys, why don't you grow up and come back later? And then the 4 Kumars, they got angry. And they said, what is this? You're accusing us on the base of our bodies. This is a bodily designation. You're in the mode of ignorance. You don't belong here in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. You should go to the material world. We curse you to take birth, 3 births in the material world as demons. So the first birth they take was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, two brothers. So here we see Hiranyaksha is fighting with Varahadev, Lord Boar. And Varahadev kills him. Shri Varahadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. So then Hiranyakashipu was really angry. He killed my brother. And Hiranyaksha's wife was very upset. And Hiranyaksha's mother was very upset. So Hiranyakashipu consoled them. And then he told his friends, you destroy the Vaishnavas, everything connected with Vishnu, you destroy them. And then he performed austerities, tapasya. He stood on his tippy toes with his hands above his head for 100 celestial years. That's 36,000 years. And he didn't eat anything. And he didn't drink anything. Can you stand with on your tippy toes with your hands up for 5 minutes? For 10 minutes? No. Half an hour?
No.
Hour?
No.
1 week?
No.
You can't scratch or itch anything?
No. No.
Well, I will.
You will try, huh?
Can you try 5 minutes now?
Yeah.
Okay. No, tippy toes. This is not like that.
You're just standing.
I can't say.
Then okay. I can't try.
All right. So he did this with the idea of pleasing Lord Brahma, doing tapasya to get some asirwad, some blessing. So then Lord Brahma comes and he sees him. He's inside an anthill because he was there so long that the ants ate his body, ate his flesh, ate his blood, ate his fat, and all was left were bones. But because of such intense tapasya, he was able to maintain his life. And flames and smoke were coming out of his head and disturbing the whole universe. So the demigods were saying, Brahma, can't you do something about this? Can't you help? So Lord Brahma descended on his swan carrier. You see Lord Brahma, he rides on a swan. And he comes down on his swan carrier and he takes Hiranyakashipu out of the anthill and he sprinkles some water like this from his kamandalu. And by sprinkling the water, his whole body gets again strong and young and revitalized, regenerated. And then Lord Brahma says, what benediction can I give you? What do you want? Remember at the beginning of the program, we asked, "What if you could have any wish, what would you wish for?"
Yes.
So his wish was, I want to be immortal. But then Brahma, that means you'll never die. He wants to never die. So then Lord Brahma, he said, but even I am not immortal. So how can I give you something that I don't have? So then Hiranyakashipu said, then give me the benediction that I will not be killed. I will not be killed inside the house. I will not be killed outside the house. I will not be killed in the daytime. I will not be killed at the nighttime. I will not be killed by any man. I will not be killed by any animal. I will not be killed by any weapon. So these are the benedictions. And I want all the mystic cities, all the mystic yogic perfections and cities, all the mystic powers. I want to be able to climb the walls. Everything he wanted to have. So then Lord Brahma said, Tatastu. So be it. So in the next birth, after Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, he came as Ravana. The brothers came as Ravana. Who's Ravana? And also Kumbhakarna.
Oh, both like
him. Yeah, the two brothers. One is Ravana.
Oh, I see.
One is Ravana, one is That's Kumbhakarna.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here's Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was really big.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he's sleeping. Nobody
sleeping.
Can wake him up.
No one could wake him up. They had to try to get elephants to walk on him.
Yeah,
they were blowing instruments in his ear. Yeah. And he was killed by who? Who killed Ravana?
Krishna.
Ramchandra.
Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana.
Oh, yeah.
And then Krishna killed Shishupal. and Dantavakra. So here we see Hiranyakashipu doing his austerities on tippy toe. And, okay, so while Hiranyakashipu was doing his tapasya, then Hiranyakashipu's wife was pregnant with Hiranyakashipu's child. So the demigods, they knew Hiranyakashipu was a great demon, so they thought his son also would become a great demon. So they wanted to kill his son. But they didn't want to kill his son in the womb. Even the Rakshasas in those days are more civilized than everyone today. So they kidnapped his wife, and they were taking her away, and Narada Muni saw and said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "His wife, this is Hiranyakashipu's wife, there must be a big demon inside, and we're going to wait till she gives birth, and then we're going to kill him." And then Narada Muni said, "No, no, there's a very great devotee inside her womb. So bring her to my ashram." So she stayed in the ashram with Narada Muni. And Narada Muni spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. And Narada Muni spoke Srimad Bhagavatam and instructed the wife of Hiranyakashipu. But she forgot everything. But the child in the womb heard the spiritual instructions, and that child became Prahlad Maharaj. So it's very important when ladies are pregnant that they read Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures so their children can hear everything. I have a friend who's one of the best mridanga players. His name is Vishwambar, and his mother, Ananga Manjari, would play mridanga while he was in the womb. And when he came out, when he was born, he started playing the mridanga straight away.
Aren't you go sit?
So Prahlad became a very great devotee, and he had all good qualities. He was very polite, he was very kind, he was very gentle, everyone loved him, and Hiranyakashipu sent him to school with his teachers were the sons of Shukracharya, Shanda and Amarka. And Shanda and Amarka were teaching him all kinds of demoniac subjects like diplomacy and politics and all these kinds of subject matters. So then Prahlad came home, and Prahlad was teaching his schoolmates how to chant Hare Krishna. You can see the picture at the top. Prahlad and all of his classmates are hands in the air, and they're chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You always put the two hands up with my buses, Prabhu.
Yeah. So then his father, Hiranyakashipu, got really angry at him because he put his son on his lap, and he smelled his head with great affection. And then he asked Prahlad, "What is the greatest thing that you've learned in school today?" And Prahlad said, "Oh, greatest of all the demons, I learned that you should give up your materialistic search for happiness, and you should just worship Vishnu and chant Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare."
And Hiranyakashipu got really angry. He got so. Okay. So he got so angry because he said, "Who has contaminated my son? Who has spoiled his intelligence? His intelligence has been spoiled by the enemy. What have you been teaching him? The school has been infiltrated by Vaishnavas. You should be very careful." So Sunda and Amarka took him back to school, and they were very nice to him, And they're asking, where did you learn these things? And I just, I feel an inexpressible, incomprehensible attraction to Lord Vishnu. I just can't explain it. And he continued studying there. And he was so nice and polite with his teachers. And after a few months, they said, okay, now he's brainwashed. Now he understands everything. So they sent him back to his father. Again, his father was on his father's lap. Father said, so Prahlad, what is the greatest thing you learned in school today? And Prahlad said, I learned that devotional service to Lord Krishna is the most important thing. So then Hiranyakashipu got really angry and he called Sandanamarka and he said, You're spoiling my son. You're creating great disturbance. And Sandanamarka were afraid. And again he went back and he started preaching to all of his classmates and they're all doing kirtan. And then Sandanamarka informed Hiranyakashipu what was happening. And again Prahlad was sitting on his lap and then Hiranyakashipu said, what's the greatest thing you learned in school? And Prahlad said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. To chant, to hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, remember Krishna, to worship Krishna, serve the Lord's lotus feet, to offer puja to Krishna, offer prayers to Krishna, become Krishna's friend, become Krishna's servant, surrender everything to Krishna. Yeya tam mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manusya partha sarvashaha jis bhav se sari lok meri sharan grahan kartehe usike anurup me unhen fal deta hun. हे पार्थ प्रत्येक व्यक्ति सभी प्रकार से मेरे पथ का अनुगमन करते हैं. Right?
Good.
Krishna says, surrender everything to me. Just surrender to me. And I will reward you accordingly. But when Prahlad said this to Hiranyakashipu, he became wild with rage. And he said, you have become my enemy. You must be killed. Kill him. Kill him. Chindi bindi. Chindi bindi. Cut him to pieces. Cut him. Pierce him. Cut him. Pierce him. And he said, whenever in a forest or in a body, if one limb has a disease that will spread to the rest of the body, it must be cut off. Kill him. So he had his ministers attack Prahlad with weapons, and Prahlad just lived.
This the bone.
Yeah. And then he had Prahlad stepped on by elephants, but Prahlad was not hurt.
He did see a snake right there behind the deer.
And the snake also, and he was attacked also by snakes, and they threw him from mountain, and they held him under the ocean to drown him. And Prahlad lived, and Prahlad was just smiling the whole time. He said, Mari Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mari Ke. If Krishna wants to kill me, no one can save me. If Krishna wants to save me, no one can kill me.
They were putting the bone in my purse, and they did cheer me with the bone. Then they did kill me with the lamb outside the purse.
Don't you listen to a story, then you tell him your story. We'll ask a question at the end.
So then, can I continue? Thank you. So then, Hiranyakashipu's sister had a benediction that she could not be burned by fire. So she sat with Prahlad on her lap in the middle of a blazing fire for hours and hours. And in the end, her benediction didn't work and she burned, but Prahlad survived. So many ways Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. But at the end, Prahlad was living, and then Hiranyakashipu became furious. And he said, where do you get your power from? Prahlad, tell me, where do you get your power from? Now I will kill you myself. And then Prahlad said, I get my power from the same place you get your power also. We all get our power from the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And then Hiranyakashipu said, where is he? Where is he? And then Prahlad said, Vishnu is everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu said, is he even in this pillar? And then there was a big pillar there. And then Prahlad said, he's everywhere, Father, even in this pillar, yes. And then Hiranyakashipu said, then I will destroy him. And Hiranyakashipu broke his hand against, punched the pillar. The pillar broke up. And there was a tremendous sound. It sounded like the entire universe was shaking. And the demigods were thinking, our planets are going to be destroyed. Just like last week there was a thunderstorm here. At night the whole house was shaking. We thought the house was going to be destroyed.
That's the lion face.
So similarly, when the pillar was punched by Hiranyakashipu, then it seemed a great sound was there. The demigods thought the whole planets were going to get destroyed. And out of the pillar came an incredible form. This form, Jai Nisingadeva Bhagavan Ki Jai. The form was half man and half lion. And Hiranyakashipu was studying the form very carefully. And he was thinking, what kind of creature is this, half man and half lion? He had blazing eyes, and his mane was covering his face. It was huge. He has sharp teeth, and his tongue was sharp like his dueling sword. He had long nails, powerful arms, carrying many weapons. His form was reaching up into the sky, and he was fierce and angry with rage. So then Hiranyakashipu took up a club and flew into the air. This is Lord Nrisimhadeva in Mayapur. And this is Ahovalam in South India, which is said to be the place where Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. So Hiranyakashipu took up his club and was beating Lord Nrisimhadeva. And then Lord Nrisimhadeva grabbed him like Garuda catches a snake. And then sometimes Garuda, he plays with the snake. He lets the snake out of his mouth. So Lord Nrisimhadeva released Hiranyakashipu. And the demigods became very upset because they were thinking, if Hiranyakashipu gets away, he may give us a hard time, because he saw that we were actually cheering for Lord Nrisimhadeva. They were all afraid of him. So after taking a little bit of rest, Hiranyakashipu again flies into the sky and attacks Lord Nrisimhadeva with a sword and shield. Now compared to Lord Nrisimhadeva, Hiranyakashipu was just like a little wasp. You know, Lord Nrisimhadeva is huge. Hiranyakashipu is just a little wasp flying around in the air and the sky. And then it came to the time of dusk. It was not the daytime. It was not the nighttime. Then Lord Nrisimhadeva grabbed Hiranyakashipu and threw him on his lap. And so he was not on the ground, and he was not in the sky. And Hiranyakashipu was not a man.
He's stealing him.
And he was not a lion. And then he began to tear apart Hiranyakashipu with his nails, which are not officially weapons. And then he took the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and put them around his neck like a garland. Sri Nrisimhadeva Bhagavan Ki Jai. And he was so angry, he began to tear apart all of Hiranyakashipu's soldiers, ripping off their heads and their faces and tearing them to pieces. So then he sat down on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, which is actually the throne of Indra, and he was so angry. All the demigods were offering prayers, but everyone was afraid to approach Lord Nrisingadev. He was so angry. Even Lakshmi Devi, she was afraid to go near him. So then Lord Brahma and the other demigods, see, there's Lakshmi Devi, she's afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's afraid. So then all the demigods, they say, you go, Prahlad, you go and appease Lord Nrisingadev. He came for you anyway. So then Prahlad goes with folded hands and offers a garland to Lord Nrisingadev.
When I go up there, I see a lion. Then he would bite me and sat me. Then he would let me die. Yep, when I was
seven
and a boy.
So Lord Prahlad Maharaj, he goes and appeals to Lord Nrisingadev. And Lord Nrisingadev is so kind that he puts his hand on Prahlad's head, which is not even Lakshmi or other demigods. Lord never does that. Prahlad is this great thing. And just like a lioness affectionately, mother lion affectionately licks her cubs, so Lord Nrisingadev was licking Prahlad very affectionately. This is from Brihad Bhagavatam of Sanatana Goswami. So because Lord Nrisingadev put his hand on Prahlad's head, Prahlad was blessed and he began offering beautiful prayers to Lord Nrisingadev. So after offering those prayers, Lord Nrisingadev said, ask for me any benediction from you want. Anything you want, please ask me. I'll give you anything. So then Prahlad says, please don't tempt me. Please don't ask anything from me. Don't give me the opportunity. I come from a demoniac family. So all I want, I'm not appealing to you for any material benediction. I just want to offer service to you out of love. If I want something back from you, it means I'm not a devotee. It means I'm a merchant. I give something to you, you give something to me.
He has a flower in his hand.
He has a flower in his hand, yes. It's a lotus flower. Kamala. It's a kamala like that. So Prahlad says, the only benediction I want is please let me never desire any material benediction. Like that. Let me just serve you, birth after birth. Let me have compassion for these other living entities. Prahlad did not even want to leave the material world. He could have asked to go back to Godhead. But he said, my spiritual master Narada Muni is here saving the conditioned souls, giving compassion. How could I leave his service? So Prahlad didn't want anything. But then Nrisingadev said, devotees like you, you never have any material desires. But I order you to accept this benediction. I order you that you will become king of the entire planet. You will enjoy this world. And then at the end of this world, at the end of your birth here, you will go back home, back to Godhead. And then Lord Brahma and Sukracharya, they coronated Prahlad, king of the world. And then Lord Nrisingadev traveled back to Vaikuntha. On the way, he stopped, some say, in the Navadvip, Dham Mahatmya, it says he stopped in Mayapur, in Navadvip, and in a place called Nrisingapali. This is the deity in Nrisingapali, thousands of years old. I was there recently. And then he decided to come again in Kali Yuga.
Where is that deity?
In Nrisingapali, in Navadvip. So Jai and Vijay, they came a fourth time as Jai and Vijay came as Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai were two very demoniac brothers, and they attacked Lord Nityananda, the brother of Chaitanya. But despite they were so sinful, they were meat eaters, they were intoxicators, always drinking, they were murdering people, raping Brahmins' wives, performing the most sinful activities. So despite that, they ultimately received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Now, Krishna killed Shishupal with Sudarshan Chakra, and Ram killed Ravana with Dhanush, and Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Nrsingadev by his nails, but Lord Chaitanya embraced Jagai and Madhai, who are even more demoniac than the other three. They're all three put together. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. This is the mood of Srila Prabhupada, who has brought this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopam Dastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtanam Prayer Yajanti Hu Sumeda Saha. That in the age of Kali, the method for deliverance is the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And because they received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they also became Mahabhagavats. They started chanting, they gave up all their sinful activities. And there's even a Samadhi Mandir of Jagai and Madhai. You don't find a Samadhi of Ravana, you don't find a Samadhi of Kumbhakarna, it'd be too big anyway. You don't find the Samadhi of Shishupal Dantavakra, but we have Samadhi of Jagai and Madhai. Madhai Samadhi. So Jai Sri Nrsingadeva Bhagavan Ki Jai. So anyone with great attention hears this narration of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Nrsingadeva, surely reaches a spiritual world where there is no anxiety. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 47. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Do you remember me telling you this story before?
Yeah, I know.
And which festival follows that we used to celebrate?
No, you will see Spider-Man biting him.
Is it the one with where we put...
When we used to play with colors. Hoyin and Dhruvati Avanantar.
Hoyin is the name.
Oh, that's
Hoi.
And then happens before.
So that's a holy. That's why it's called holy. Holika
or his sister's name was Holika. And the celebration of
holy
in religious circle is a symbolism of the story.
Then there's Spider-Man.
That's why I told you that story, otherwise I probably wouldn't have.
Spider-Man would bite the lion at night. When he gets all the money, he would get the ring and hurt him with the ring. Then he would die with his head and his mouth.
Where's the cartels?
Yes.
There, I think. It's next to my thing. Would you like to play mridanga? So we'll have some kirtan to conclude.
And you spill his water on his iPad. Stay away from
him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Nityanand Chaturdasi Mahamahotsava Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. Bahut bahut dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I want to tell you something. Something happened to the lion right there. He took the end and bite me up.
But if you don't know the road.